Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Same things every week.
Hey, it's because we got the same kids every week.
Mother, Alice!
Hi,
guess what happened at school today?
What?
I was picked out of all the kids at school to be on a television show.
On a television show?
Yeah, the one called Question the Kids.
Oh, that's the one where kids from different schools compete against one another.
Right.
Oh, that's wonderful, sweetheart.
Well, congratulations, Cindy. When are you going to be on TV?
Well, I'm not sure I am going to be on television. But I got picked.
You got picked to do what?
Well, you see, there are different tests for different grades. And I got picked to take the test for my grade to see who gets picked to be on television.
Oh, well, that's still terrific, honey.
Big deal. I got picked, too, for my grade.
Both of you got picked?
That's terrific.
Boy, we've really got some brains in this family, huh, Alice?
Yeah, two eggheads in the same nest.
Lots of kids got picked to take the test. But only four get to be on television.
So we'll have to study real hard, or we won't even have a chance to win.
It'll be a cinch. For me, anyway.
Too bad Bobby's suffering from a lack of confidence, isn't it?
What?
We both have to take a test to be on the television show, so why don't we study together?
I don't have time.
Why not?
I'm busy. I'm building a real Indian teepee, like I saw in the movies.
What's so important about building an old teepee?
Just ask any old Indian. I'm gonna wash my hair today. It looks awful.
I've got to study my French. Lately, it sounds like pig Latin.
Jan, would you help me study?
I'm sorry, Cindy. I can't. I've got to wash my hair.
Can't you wash it tomorrow?
What? And take a chance of having oily follicles?
Would you help me study, Marcia?
Can't, Cindy. I've got to study this French vocabulary.
Then I guess I might as well forget about being on television.
You mean you made it? You mean you got picked to take the television test that we were talking about?
Yeah.
Well, sure, we'll help you.
You will?
Sure. Gee, do you have to learn both those big books?
Oh, no. All these, too.
Hey, Bobby. Aren't you supposed to be studying?
What for?
For the test for the television show. Don't you want to be on TV?
Sure. But I know all that stuff.
Cindy's really studying for her test.
Maybe I'm smarter than she is.
You're not too smart about putting up a teepee.
Hey, come on, let's help her.
Hold it. I know all about putting up one of these.
Oh, well, listen to Big Chief Know-It-All. Hey, you start. Go.
Just you, the Swansons, and the Clarks. Yeah, no, just wear something casual. Mike's gonna barbecue. Okay, right, yeah, Saturday the 3rd, okay? Bye-bye.
Hey, you guys, look!
Wow!
Not bad.
See, I told you I could do it all by myself.
Looked like a big mistake.
Hey, Alice, I think the solution's finally getting the rust off the barbecue.
The Watsons got some special stuff they just sprayed on the grill and ate the rust right away.
Well, why don't we use that?
Because it ate the grill, too.
Oh.
Mike?
Yeah.
I just talked to the Clarks and the Bernsteins, and they said the 3rd would be just great.
Hey, good. Oh, listen, I forgot to tell you, I ran into Ross Allen and Don Metzger, and they'd heard about the party from Chuck Swanson, so I had to invite them, too.
Oh, but honey, if we invite the Allens and the Metzgers, then we're going to have to invite the Kaufmans and the Burks.
Well, why don't we ask them, too?
Steaks for 14 people?
Well, I could take a loan in the house.
Mrs. Brady, why don't we have a Mexican dinner? It'd cost a lot less.
Hey, Alice, that sounds like a great idea.
Listen, I thought you wanted me to barbecue.
I've got some great Mexican recipes. They come in 3 degrees. Hot, super hot, and pass the fire extinguisher.
I think hot will be hot enough. I'll bet that pass the fire extinguisher one is really something special.
Automatically makes you a Mexican citizen.
Got all that and I clean the barbecue.
Can I see some of those recipes?
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Carol?
Yeah?
What about my barbecue?
Oh, it looks just terrific. Adios.
Spend all afternoon cleaning the barbecue. Really looks terrific.
Aha, here's one. Who gave the famous speech that started 47 years ago?
Abraham Lincoln.
That's right.
I'm going to give you one to test your logic. So listen real carefully. It's tricky.
Okay.
You're the bus driver and the bus is empty. At your first stop, 10 people get on. At your second stop, 9 people get off, but 2 more get on. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, at your next stop, 2 people get on, but 4 more get off. You got that?
Got it.
Okay, now here's your question. What's the name of the bus driver?
The name of the bus driver?
Yeah.
How should I know?
Cindy Brady. I said you were the bus driver. I told you it was tricky.
That was real tricky.
Okay. Now, here's another one, Cindy. See if you can get this. It's tricky now. You ready?
I'm ready.
If there's a rooster and he's sitting on top of the house and it has a slanted roof. Now, when he lays an egg, which side will it roll off?
It won't roll off at all, because roosters don't lay eggs.
That's right.
That's using logic.
I found that magazine with the recipes in it.
Oh, good. We can get started on our smorgasbord menu.
What smorgasbord menu?
For our party on the 10th.
What happened to our party on the 3rd?
Oh, didn't I tell you the Kaufmans and the Burks couldn't make it on the 3rd, so we switched it to the 10th?
What about all that Mexican food?
Oh, honey. Well, see, the Swansons and the Allens have guests that weekend, and the Metzger's uncle is visiting them from Seattle, so they have to bring them along, and that's just too many people for a sit-down dinner.
So instead of Mexican food on the 3rd, we're going to have smorgasbord on the 10th.
Right.
We not only change dates, we change continents. Oh, that's right. Today's the big day of the TV test, isn't it?
I got it down cold.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck, honey. How about you, Cindy? Are you ready for it?
Well, I'll just try to do my best.
Oh, well, honey, that's all any of us can do. Bye-bye.
Good luck. I still don't understand why we're having smorgasbord when we've got 45 pounds of Mexican food. The party's on the 10th, was on the 3rd. I wonder if I'm invited.
Find anything interesting for a smorgasbord, Alice?
Well, nothing I can pronounce.
Here's one that sounds good, but it's complicated. I don't know if you can make it. It's a recipe for small cotboulot.
If you can say it, I can make it.
Oh, here's some more. There's rabar bragrot, perchtorsk, schlotsteak, and that old standby fricadeller.
Such language. I'm glad the children aren't around.
Oh, I can't wait to see how this dinner turns out.
I've got some more recipes in that magazine in my room. I'll get it.
Okay.
Mom, Mom! I won, I won! I'm going to be on television.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm so proud of you.
Me too.
How'd Bobby do?
I didn't even wait to find out. I wanted to come home and tell you about me.
Oh, congratulations, honey. Why don't you go tell Alice the news? She's in her room.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Come here. How'd you do on the test?
I got wiped out.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
It was a tough test.
Really tough, huh?
It was so tough, lots of guys didn't make it.
Let's face it, chum. You didn't make it because you didn't study.
Well, maybe not too much.
Yeah, maybe not at all.
I guess.
You're going to be on the TV show with me, aren't you?
You mean you won?
Sure. Didn't you?
No. It was a tough test.
Tough? Mine was easy for me. I guess I'm just smarter than you are.
Well, I hear a tribe named Blackfoot. Never hear a tribe named Sneakerfoot. Did a nice job on your teepee.
Yeah, better job than I did on that test.
Mm-hmm. Well, cheer up. It's not the end of the world.
I guess I was a real dummy for not studying.
Yeah. Well, you never make a mistake. You never learn a lesson, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's all water under the bridge. Okay, Chief? How?
How? Hey, Cindy, you want to play in the teepee?
Don't be silly. What's silly about it?
I might get dirty.
So what?
Television stars don't play in teepees and they don't get dirty.
Who's a television star?
I am, that's who.
Hi, Cindy. You want to lick the bowl?
No, thanks. It's not ladylike.
Ladylike?
Yes. What are we having for dinner?
Swiss steak and spaghetti.
Not me.
Hey, those are two of your favorites.
Not anymore, they're not. They're rich and fattening.
Well, sure, all that good stuff is.
Just fix me a small salad, please.
Hey, wait a second. Do you mind telling me why the special diet?
A star can't go on television all fat and broken out.
Hi.
Hi.
Cindy's at it again.
Well, she's been in there for an hour. When you're a TV star, your hair has to be just right.
How many ways can there be to fix hair?
She's tried everything but an afro.
Well, if she keeps this up, she won't have to worry about her hair on the TV. She'll be bald.
Wondering, do you think I ought to have my ears pierced?
Cindy, the last thing you need is two more holes in your head.
Oh, no.
Cindy, not again.
I have to make sure I wear just the right thing on television, don't I?
But, Cindy, you've already tried these dresses on umpteen times.
So? I don't know which goes best with my hair and my eyes.
Cindy, you're really getting to be a drag.
You're acting as if it was a beauty contest instead of a brain quiz.
Okay, then. Just name me one big television star who isn't worried about the way she looks.
Lassie.
Arf, arf.
Well, six shopping carts full. I think that's a new record.
Yeah. But you gotta admit, this smorgasbord is a pretty good idea. We have got enough food to feed all our friends, their relatives, their house guests, plus any last-minute drop-ins.
Even their drop-ins can bring their drop-ins.
Oh, looks like you got plenty of smorgas for the board.
There's still more smorgas in the car.
Hey, Alice, were there any calls while we were out?
Just one. The school called to give you the date of Cindy's television show.
Oh, good.
When is it?
I'll give you a hint. We're going to be eating this stuff a long, long time.
Alice, you don't mean...
I do mean...
No, no, no. No, no.
Yes.
No, naturally, the 10th. The night of our party.
I'll get the rest of the stuff out of the car.
You know, I don't believe. First, we're going to invite a couple of friends over. I'm going to barbecue steaks. Then we change to a Mexican dinner so we can invite more people. So I cancel the steaks. I run all over town in search of authentic Mexican food. But then we switch to a smorgasbord so we can have friends and friends of friends and uncles and relatives and assorted drop-ins. But now I have got enough Mexican food to feed every guitar player in Guadalajara. And I corner the market on herring. And now I find out that we are having a party for 26 people on the 10th, and the only people who are going to be here are us.
That was a wonderful soliloquy, Hamlet. Are you finished?
Yes.
Maybe you better go help Alice get the rest of the things out of the car. Poor dear.
Mom, we're going to study in the family room.
Oh, what's wrong with your own room?
It's too full of Cindy, the television star. She has her clothes scattered all over, and she never stops talking about being on television.
Cindy?
How do you think these look, Mom?
Terrible. You are much too young to be wearing Marcia's earrings. I can see now why Marcia and Jan are complaining.
They're just jealous.
They are not jealous, and they're not the only ones complaining.
If you mean Bobby, he's just mad because he was too dumb to win.
Listen, sweetheart, Bobby is not dumb. If he didn't win, it's just because he didn't study.
Well, that's dumb. Besides, he's a bad loser.
It seems to me that you're a bad winner. You know, you shouldn't put down a loser, Cindy, because you might be one yourself someday. Just remember that.
Don't you want to come and watch me be on television?
No thanks.
I've had you and TV up to here.
Okay, then you're gonna miss all the excitement.
We'll try to live through it.
I never thought my own sisters would be so jealous.
She's got a size 10 body and a size 24 head.
I'm leaving for the show now.
Hooray!
Would you boys like to be the first to get my autograph?
Autograph?
I'm afraid that's just too big an honor for us, Cindy.
Okay, you had your chance.
Cindy, will you please come on?
Yeah, it's time to leave.
Oh, folks all set to go? Yeah, hey, Alice, will you try to get the kids to watch Cindy on television?
Cindy!
I'm coming.
Good luck, honey.
Do you think this dress will look good on color TV? Maybe I better wear my blue one.
Cindy, come on. Come on, give me that compact.
Let's go.
Goodbye, Alice.
Bye.
Now, don't forget, kids. When this little red light goes on, we're on the air and we'll be in everybody's living room. Now, does everybody have their thinking caps on?
Yes, sir.
Good. Take your places.
How
was just about to call you kids.
Oh, Alice, we wouldn't miss Sandy for anything.
That's what I call real family spirit.
We want to see Miss Smarty Pants fall right on her big fat head. Yeah, we can't wait to see her bomb.
Like I said, real family spirit.
Hey, Bobby, turn it up, will you?
The questions I'll be asking are based on your regular schoolwork. So when you know the answer, just raise your hand. And remember, when that little red light on that camera goes on, we're on the air. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Question the Kids Show. I'm Monty Marshall, your quiz master. And tonight, it's Clinton Grammar School versus Woodside. And may the better team win. Now, here's your first question. Listen carefully. 67 years ago
is the beginning of what speech?
Yes, Woodside.
Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
That's right. How was the word swiftly used in the following sentence? The boy ran swiftly. Clinton.
As an adverb.
That's right.
Mike, what's the matter with Cindy?
You're staring at the camera like she's got televisionitis.
Spell the word thoroughfare. What's that?
T-H-O-R-O-U-G-H-F-A-R-E.
That's
What's
right.
What's wrong with Cindy?
She's not even raising her hand.
Talk about dumb.
She knows all those answers by heart.
Then why didn't she answer them?
Now, name the last two states that joined the Union.
How come Cindy just sits there?
She looks scared. Come on, Cindy, loosen up.
What's that?
Alaska and Hawaii.
Right!
Oh, she knew that.
Now, name the capital of Louisiana.
Come on, Cindy, I know you know this one.
Cindy, raise your hand.
Cindy, you know it. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge.
What's that?
Baton Rouge.
That's correct.
Cindy.
Now, how many pecks are in a bushel? Clinton.
Four.
Right.
I don't want to see anybody. They'll all make fun of me.
It's not gonna get any easier later.
Cindy! Cindy,
hey, you look terrific. Yeah.
Especially your hair.
The dress was fantastic.
You were the prettiest girl there.
Oh, yeah, we all thought so.
Yeah. I didn't answer a single question. I was a real dum-dum. Cindy. I was the dum-dum. I didn't even pass the test. You studied and you got on TV. Bobby, you're a terrific brother. Women! One nice word and you get all wet.
Poor baby.
Got it all worked out.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I've called the Swansons, the Bernsteins, the Clarks, the Kaufmans, the Burks, the Metzgers, and the Allens. It took a lot of juggling, but they can all come on the 24th.
Oh, the 24th, huh?
Yep, that's when we're going to have the party.
Great, I'll phone you. Let me know if you're having a good time.
What do you mean you'll phone me?
Because that's the weekend I'm going to be out of town at the convention, remember?
Catch me.